Radio.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Yes, movement was in full effect tonight on Monday Night Raw. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania at memlanepromo.com. I am, of course, Rockin', joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Hello.
Oh, what an interesting 3 hours this Monday Night Raw turned out to be.
Interesting is one word for it.
What's another word?
We'll go with interesting.
Confusing?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of confusing. Not satisfying is another two words.
Yeah, sorry guys, spoiler alert, the ovaries were wrong. But then again, they've been a little taxed as of late, so...
We blame Kane for that?
We blame Kane, we blame The Shield, we blame Bray Wyatt, especially blame Bray Wyatt for that. Just, you know,
The ovaries need to concentrate harder. Anyway, Monday Night Raw opened up with the Authority coming down to the ring. They did the drinking game of pointing to the sign. Everyone welcomed them to Monday Night Raw. Did the Authority. She heard the excitement and, well, not the boos. The crowd then started chanting yes for Daniel Bryan. She said it was one of the most satisfying epic Royal Rumble pay-per-views in history. Crowd didn't like that. And then Triple H had the line of the night of saying, did you not get what you want?
Triple H trolled the damn audience throughout this entire promo. It was tremendous, and so did Stephanie. They heard everybody's complaints, and they just laughed. It was great.
Hunter was indeed a troll, and it was fantastic. Hunter said it was an incredible night last night. Hunter said it was a night where Randy Orton beat John Cena, retained the WWE title. It was a night where Brock Lesnar destroyed the Big Show, and it was a night where their good friend returned after 4 years to defeat 29 other superstars to win the Royal Rumble. And that was Batista. Stephanie said there was one more stop on the road to WrestleMania. And that's the Elimination Chamber. She said Orton will defend the WWE World Heavyweight title inside this chamber. And then the crowd won it. Yes. 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 And basically, Daniel Bryan said he's one of the toughest ever and had one of the toughest matches last night and win Lourdes Gutierrez. Hunter said, you know, it was a good little effort, man. A little bit. But then we got to talk about the big disappointment from last night.
Last night, I had one of the toughest matches in my career. And win, lose, or draw, when you talk about the greatest moments of the Royal Rumble, a lot of people are talking about my match. Thank you. And when people talk about the biggest disappointments in the Royal Rumble, I have to think that they're talking about my not being in the Royal Rumble match. Now, I know I had a match before, but I came to you people time and time again and said, I wanted to be in the Royal Rumble. Listen to the people. They wanted me to be in the Royal Rumble. Listen, there is a movement going on, a yes movement. But every time I came and knocked on your door and asked to be in the Royal Rumble, you guys said no.
Listen, this is tough to understand, but as management, we have to look out for the health and well-being of all of our superstars and divas. And quite frankly, Daniel, with everything you've been through in the past few weeks, well, we didn't want to put you in harm's way by asking you to compete twice in one night. And Brian, we don't want to put you in that kind of jeopardy.
They didn't want to put me in jeopardy. How many times have you guys made me wrestle all three members of the Shield? How many times have I wrestled all three members of the Wyatts? How many times have I come out here on Monday Night Raw and wrestled more than once? Countless times!
Oh, it's a fair point, which is why we didn't want to do it to you again and make you work twice last night. It's as simple as that.
And you have been through a lot.
You guys don't care about protecting my health. And seemingly, you don't even care about what's best for business. You care more about what's worst for Daniel Bryan.
Clearly, the only person that you ever think about is yourself. But we have a whole lot of other people to think about. I mean, do you honestly believe that all of the people in this arena only came here to see you?
Let me answer your question with another question. Did you people come here to see Randy Orton? Did you people come here to see Triple H? Listen. People can come and they can watch whoever they want. That's one of the great things about the WWE. They get to pick their favorite superstars. But listen! Listen to these people! I'm not here to come out and complain about last night, because what's happened has happened. But you just said, at the Elimination Chamber, in the Elimination Chamber match, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship is going to be on the line. I want in that match. I want that match, they want that match, and quite frankly, Stephanie, if you want to step aside, Hunter, I don't think either of us should leave this ring until I get what I want.
So you had the two of them stare down face to face in the center of the ring. And they were all alone, Lindsay. All alone. Until...
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta. Shield.
The Shield showed up.
And, well, the Shield kind of... Well, Seth Rollins, anyway, kind of took a dive, but...
Yeah. All right. So, everyone knows what Seth Rollins is famous for is his ninja roll, and, well, the wall didn't play so nice. And, Rollins sort of, slipped and fell.
They see him rolling, they hate him?
Well played. So the Shield came out, Daniel Bryan grabs a chair, and is ready to attack. The Shield jump him, Sheamus comes out, makes a save, they beat down Sheamus, and John Cena comes out to make the save on that one. Well done, opening segment.
Very well done. I liked the fact that they pretty much trolled the audience. They pretty much saw and heard the backlash. And I have a really, really, really funny feeling that started last night and continued through today that that's exactly what they wanted. They wanted this backlash.
This is part of a story. Yes, it is.
This gets Daniel Bryan more attention. This gets him more over with the crowds. This is going to start popping a rating. This is going to do a lot for Daniel Bryan.
Did they expect what the crowd did? No.
No.
Do they want what the crowd did? No.
Oh, yeah.
No, they don't. They don't want the hijacking.
They don't want the hijacking, but at the same time, they can't help it.
They can't help it, but the yes movement is part of a thing. Stay tuned. Gonna be a thing coming up. This was a nice, hot opening segment. It played off of all the criticism of last night. It's well done.
Yeah. And by the way, tune in Thursday night because I have a little rant on all criticism, if I remember. Because, yeah, I understand people are disappointed, but I'm really kind of disappointed in everybody else. Just pointing that out. So, get a rant Thursday. Yay!
What? Where? When?
On the rack.
At what time?
The award-winning rack. 11 p.m. Eastern, Thursday nights, wildtalkradio.com. Yeah.
Anyway. That being withstanding, we go to our opening contest of the evening. Rey Mysterio and Sin Cara against the Real Americans. Solid battle between the four.
It was. It really was.
Swagger got slapped by Zeb Coulter at one point to fire him up, and it really did. And the Real Americans with a sick-looking European uppercut, followed by a neutralizer to Sin Cara. The Real American Americans pick up the victory.
Nothing, they did.
Nothing more to really add to that.
Yeah, sorry, got nothing.
Nothing really, yeah. We then get the hype for later on tonight from Bad News Baron, and he had some bad news for us, because tonight the TV viewers are in for the Battle of Cleveland, The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler. Baron said,
yay,
he's just grateful it's not the battle for Cleveland, because then there would be two losers representing Cleveland.
Ouch. Of course, well, no, I won't say that.
Jerry Lawler wanted to ref the match since it's his honorary hometown, apparently.
They should have let him! It would have been awesome!
It would have been. Up next, however, it's Fandango versus R-Truth.
With an appearance from Emma.
She was in the crowd once again, dancing around a little bit. R-Truth picked up the victory over Fandango. Nothing much to add of your basic, regular sort of match.
Pretty solid. I mean, Sorry. Just, Fandango looked good, and I don't know.
Fandango looked good. Up next, we have Brad Maddox in the ring, and he, you know, thanked the crowd for being who they are, and then brought out the Viper, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, Randy Orton. Orton came out holding both belts. He looked basically over at Brad Maddox and, you know, said the champ is here. He said if someone thinks it was a hollow victory, but he doesn't care because he won. Then this morning, this is where he walked over to Brad that, well, in less than a month, he has to defend the title against 5 other superstars in the chamber. He goes, what kind of garbage is that, Brad? Orton says he's the face of the WWE, not Batista, not Brock. And then out came Batista. Batista basically said that he said he was back to do three things. Win the Royal Rumble, headline WrestleMania, walk out of Mania as the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and, well, two are done, as he doesn't care who he faces, whether it's Orton, Cena, The Shield, or even Daniel Bryan. At that point, the fans were chanting, Daniel Bryan. So on April 6th, he doesn't care if it's Orton or the Authority, or the Authority likes it or not, he is walking out of Mania as the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, and nothing is going to change that. Until Brock Lesnar showed up.
This is where things got interesting.
Lesnar got a huge reaction from the crowd. Heyman said he stands here as the advocate for Brock Lesnar. He said his client has authorized him to inform Brad that his patience is running thin, which means Mr. Lesnar has asked him to tell Brad to tell the Authority they have two choices. Number one, he tells Brad Maddox to make history by authorizing a match between Randy Orton and Brock Lesnar right here in Cleveland for the WWE title. But, you know, Lesnar's not unreasonable. He'll give another option. You could put the obvious number one contender, Brock Lesnar, against the so-called number one contender, Batista. Heyman basically said, no matter which choice Hunter and Stephanie make, the obvious winners are the WWE Universe right here in Cleveland, Ohio.
First of all, what happened to, you know, Brock not fighting for free? Second of all,
Brock fights because Brock wants the title, so it's an important match.
Oh, okay. Then he forgoes that. Got it.
Yes, yes. When something's on the line, you know.
Second of all, this is an interesting prospect. Brock versus Batista for either the title shot or just in general. Because you could have Brock walk in the chamber and win the title. And you just put Brock in the chamber match.
He could. Or you could do Brock and Batista for the title shot at Elimination Chamber. But he wants it tonight.
Well, we're going to have to wait and see if he gets it. But yeah, because I was sitting here and I was like, that should be the main event. Because they'd already announced the main event as the six-man between The Shield and Cena, Sheamus, and Bryan. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, okay, well, this is something's going to happen because they've already got their main.
Right. Which, by the way, the six-man tag team match was for the winning team would go on to Elimination Chamber and be inside the chamber, and the losers would be out. Key there. So, yeah, this was very interesting. It was a nice little, are they really going to do something interesting? We'll get there. The time for the Battle of Cleveland, Dolph Ziggler and The Miz.
This was a great match.
They had about 4 minutes to get a lot of things done. They both came out in jerseys from Cleveland. Miz came out in brown jersey. Ziggler had a Cavaliers jersey with the number 69 on the back of it. Totally.
Of course he did.
Of course he did. They put on a hell of a battle, and in the end, Ziggler wins Cleveland?
I guess.
I pose this question. Is this like owning a piece in Monopoly? Like, you own a property? I'm not very sure about that one, but, you know, we'll have to see.
But this was a really... I wish this had had more time, because The Miz was super jazzed up. Ziggler was super hyped. And they just went for it. And I wish this had had more time, because this was actually a pretty good match.
It was. It's very interesting. When it was the only interesting part. The downside, both were faces in this one, and it's interesting when that happens.
Randy, you did not just almost whack yourself in the face with that belt. Twice.
He almost did, yes.
Anyway, I'm sorry. Continue.
When he swings the belt, yeah. He almost did. So yeah, Ziggler owns Cleveland. That's what happens there. Up next, the Usos take on Ryback. Usos win. Again, the matches were fine. They were just matches. Nothing over the top, nothing special at this point. Up next, Kofi Kingston versus Alberto Del Rio. Way too long. Out of every match on this show, this one should have been shorter.
Mm-hmm.
Del Rio wins. It was not very impressive. It was a match. I wasn't impressed. It was way too long. I'm getting bored of Del Rio a little bit.
It's something of you had Del Rio and Batista talking smack. And I know I wasn't the only person interested in it, and they were actually getting some stuff going on Twitter, going back and forth, talking shit. And then it's like they brought it to the show, and it had some good intensity. And I wanted to see more of that. And it's like, they just kind of, it's like you still had Del Rio, you know, saying he was going to get his revenge on Batista, but like, you didn't have Batista even bat an eye at it at all. It's like, what?
Yeah, Batista basically said, oh, you're not even close basically in my league at that point.
Yeah, so it's like, okay. Like, I don't know, it just, that feeling got left a lot of the time throughout the show. It was a little confusing, and we'll talk about it once we get through the whole thing. But yeah, this was a match. It was an okay match. You would think that they've been building some momentum for Alberto. They've been building some momentum for Kofi. And it just kind of fell flat.
Yeah, it fell a little flat in this one. Del Rio wins, and once again, it did look like Del Rio got injured when he came down and stomped on Kofi when he did the stomp to the chest from the top rope. It looked like he landed a little bit awkward because it took him a minute to get up. But we'll see if he is okay after that. Up next, the WWE Tag Team titles are on the line. The New Age Outlaws against the Brotherhood, Cody Rhodes and Goldust. Road Dogg quoted Selena Gomez.
Yes, he did.
That happened.
This was the most... This was, first of all, probably one of the matches of the night. I enjoyed this a little bit more than the main event, just because Road Dogg, Billy Gunn, Goldust, and Cody were all just screwing with each other in the match.
For the first, I would say, 7 minutes.
Yeah, they were just literally screwing with each other, slapping each other around, because they could. You had Road Dogg jump on commentary at one point. He was yelling at the announcers, commentating his own match. It was fantastic. I mean, it was just like, you know, you're sitting there and you're like, it's a train wreck. It's a train wreck. But I can't stop looking.
No, you couldn't.
mean, this was just, this made me laugh, and it was super entertaining.
Then, once they came back from break, they got really serious. They put on a great battle.
I think what happened is that something of they were given, like, 15 minutes or something for this match, and I don't think any of them wanted to work 15 minutes.
No, so they played around for like, they did a house show match, played around a little, and then they came and got serious towards the end of it.
Yeah.
Because Cody was on a roll, and then out came Brock Lesnar. Brock and Heyman ran to the ring. Lesnar came to the ring. Heyman walked. The Outlaws bailed. Cody and Goldust both took an F5 from Brock Lesnar. Heyman said the authority decided to pick the option of number 3, which wasn't given, which means you will get to see Lesnar versus no one tonight. So this is what happens when his client does not get what he wants. Lesnar then grabbed the chair and beat the crap out of Cody Rhodes and Goldust, and then broke the chair over Goldust.
Ow.
Brock is breaking chairs, guys. Brock is breaking chairs.
Again, ow. This was an awkward ending. It felt awkward.
Mm-hmm. It was a little awkward. It really was. Well,
I almost wanted to see Brock interrupt the main. But we'll get into that. But yeah, this was awkward, and I was sitting here, and I'm like, okay, waiting for it.
She was waiting, and like, well.
He left me waiting. That bastard.
She was so close, and just sort of,
Seems it's going to take a little extra effort to make Taker come.
To the arena.
Yes. Moving on.
Anyway. So, we'll probably get another Goldust and Cody Rhodes versus the New Age Outlaws match at some point for the gold.
Gee, Elimination Chamber almost seems like the perfect place.
It does, doesn't it? Up next, Divas Champion AJ Lee, Tamina Snuka, Oksana, and Alicia Fox take on the Bella Twins and Cameron and Naomi, the Funkadactyls. Solid battle, nice triple suplex in the match by the Six Divas.
Mm-hmm.
And Naomi hits the rear view on AJ Lee. And then had the rear view of AJ for the victory.
Yes. Solid match.
Solid battle between the ladies. Better than most Divas matchups.
I will say that, yes.
Up next, it was the Hall of Fame announcement. Jerry Lawler came to the ring and knocked, said the Ultimate Warrior will be inducted in the Hall of Fame. Now it's time to find out number 2, and that is Jake the Snake Roberts. Well, it's well deserved.
Oh, it's definitely well deserved, and if you listened to the Rack last Thursday, you would hear Vincent Melendez's argument for Jake the Snake to go into the Hall of Fame, and he made a very convincing argument.
He did convince us.
So, you know, this is something, it's a long time coming. It's a wonderful story. And it's a great comeback for Jake. I'm sure it's not necessarily what he wanted. I know he wanted to compete in the Rumble, but he might not have been physically able to. But this is still an amazing story to think where Jake was even 5 years ago, and look where he is now, and what all he's accomplished, and how he's really turned his life around.
Mm-hmm. So it's a well-deserved honor for Jake the Snake.
Absolutely. So congratulations to him. Very, very happy for him.
We believe DDP will be the one inducting him.
Probably. Unless it's like a call or something. So so far we have two entrants into the Hall of Fame. We have the Ultimate Warrior and we have Jake the Snake Roberts. Could Randy Savage be next? They seem to be ticking all the boxes this year.
They are. Maybe Paul Bearer, maybe.
Uncle Paul would be another good one.
Seems they're focusing on a certain era this year. Keep that one in mind. It's now time for the main event. John Cena, Daniel Bryan, and Sheamus against The Shield. The winning team qualifies for the Elimination Chamber, and this was a really, really good match. The only thing was, it was a little awkward watching John Cena being the guy who took the beating.
Mm-hmm.
Besides that, it was really good.
It kind of had a lull point in the middle, but the beginning was good, and the ending was really hot. But the middle, there was a point where there was a lull. And you could tell it was, because John Cena had been in the ring in a long time, and it just kind of got a little stale for a minute. But they did a really nice job that it was a very good match. They got a lot of time for this match.
They kept it hot, and give Daniel Bryan credit. He was trying to get a Cena chant started a couple times throughout this matchup. So that was really well done. Rollins and Bryan had a really nice exchange at the end. Bryan finally gets a tag to John Cena. He's about ready to pick up the victory for his team, and then they're here. The Wyatts showed up. They attacked John Cena, Daniel Bryan, Sheamus all got involved. It was a 6-man brawl. The Shield sort of backed out of it. Then the team Cena cleared the ring of the Wyatt family. They went up the stage, and then the ring announcer went the winners of the match as a result of a disqualification. John Cena, Sheamus, and Daniel Bryan. And the Shield wasn't happy about this one at all.
No, they weren't, which is now leading to the speculation of Wyatt's versus the Shield. So, last night, Bray Wyatt attacked John Cena and cost John Cena the title. There was absolutely no address of this whatsoever. Just pointing that out. And tonight the Wyatts attacked John Cena. They cost the Shield the match, which we know either on SmackDown or on Raw next week, the Shield and the Wyatts are going to have words.
Chamber?
Could we see the Wyatts versus the Shield at Chamber? I'd be totally okay with that.
Will they give it to us before they break up the Shield? Maybe that's where they're headed. And that sort of, you know, puts Cena one direction, the Shield in the Shield one direction, the Wyatts one direction, Cena and Bryan in another direction, and just sort of keeps things going until we hit the main stretch of the road to WrestleMania. Because right now we're on the twists and turns before we get on the straight road.
You know what, commercial? You lie! Kane is not coming! You lie, WWE commercial, you lie!
Well, that's two big men who aren't coming for Lindsay tonight.
Yeah, sadly. But you know what? Bray Wyatt came, and that's all that matters.
And he was very quick, and he didn't last
so long.
There's
nothing wrong with that.
He didn't last so long. Anyway!
He was quick, but he was satisfied when he was done, and that's all that matters.
Anyway, that's Monday Night Raw.
Anyway, the show was really confusing. just because they didn't address a lot of the things that happened. I mean, they addressed the main thing, which was Daniel Bryan regarding the Rumble, but it's like they didn't talk about Punk and Kane at all. They really didn't talk about Cena and Bray, or I mean, they talked about it, but they didn't actually, you know, have any follow-up on it. It was kind of confusing. Because you would think that those would be your big storylines coming out of the Rumble, and
the big storylines took a backseat to the Yes Movement tonight.
Yeah, so it might be that we see a pickup on SmackDown, because, well, as we heard, Christian is coming back and he is returning at SmackDown this week.
Yes, he is. Captain Charisma is back, ladies and gentlemen.
So, I mean, it's like you would think coming out of the Rumble with everybody being the way that they were that they would have addressed some of those things, but they didn't. So that's going to make SmackDown and Raw next week very interesting, to say the least, especially since they have a really quick build to Chamber.
That's not it's a longer build than usual. Usually it's 3 weeks, since they got 4 out of it.
Oh, they've got 4 weeks this time.
Yeah, they're 28 days, 27 days away. When you go by the WWE Network clock, subtract one day, and then you got Chamber.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. But, yeah, it was interesting. It was like, okay, so I don't know if they were giving people a rest after last night, because, again, it's like the Wyatts had a pretty easy night.
I think what they did is basically the Rumble was a bigger deal to them because they hit the hot angle on at the Rumble than they did tonight. And they teased stuff.
Yeah, they did, but
Their main goal was setting up the Chamber, which they mostly did. We have 4 of the 6 men in the Chamber now. So we're getting there.
We are getting there, but yeah. So this was just an okay Raw. Wasn't really good. Wasn't really bad. It was just kind of there. It had its moments, though.
It did have its interesting moments, and that's all that matters.
That's totally all that matters.
And we got teases for things that could happen down the line. Hunter and Daniel Bryan, and Brock versus X person, and that sort of thing. Things are coming, and they sort of been starting the teases, and I'm okay with teasing.
Yeah, there's something others. If Taker's getting Brock, there's going to be a point where Brock continues to get out of control, and then Taker will show up. Or, well, could Taker be coming for Bryan?
Jab in our tower match, who we think the other two will be.
For Chamber?
For Chamber. I don't think Brock's going in the Chamber.
I think they're leaning to Brock versus Batista. So, I have a funny feeling that it will probably be Bryan.
Bryan's in the Chamber already.
Oh, that's right. Bray goes in, probably.
No, and again, if we're doing the 6-man, Bray doesn't go in. I would say you gotta get a heel in there, maybe Del Rio, maybe Rey Mysterio. Some guy.
Well, it depends on if you do a 6-man or if you do a tag team match, because it all depends on if Ambrose is defending the U.S. title at the Chamber, because the rumor is that Ambrose and Langston are supposedly supposed to unify those two belts at Chamber. Whether we see it or not, that's a question.
Said Ambrose defends the title.
Yeah, I know. It's just kind of a staple for him now, and he doesn't ever defend it anymore, but you know, neither does Langston doesn't defend the Intercontinental title either, so.
No, not so much either, no.
So, but it's something of you kind of have to see. Maybe they figure out a way to get the Shield in that match, at least. Maybe. Well, no, because they're fighting the Wyatts. Damn it!
Again, it'll be interesting who they put in there. I'm not sure. I really don't know. I'm not sure yet. We'll see.
Yeah, it depends on how they do, if they do a six-man with the Wyatts and the Shield, or if they just do a tag match, which frees up Ambrose and Bray, which Ambrose and Bray could go in the chamber.
And they could just throw random people in there. You never know. Christian could show up in the chamber. Who knows?
Yeah. It's definitely stacking up to be interesting, that's for sure. I don't know about Cody. I doubt it.
No, again, in our scenario, Cody and Goldust take on the Outlaws.
By the way, just so everybody knows, Bray Wyatt is officially the devil. He hit 666 tweets. Sorry, this just came across my scroll screen, so continue.
I got nothing. That'll do it for this week's edition of the Raw Post Show, because that's Monday Night Raw. So they started some things, and there's a lot of questions. But the one thing that was for sure, the Yes Movement began again, or continued in full effect, tonight. It's been another edition of Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, Lindsay Ward. Again, another show we do called The Rack.
That's right. Tune in Thursday night for the award-winning Rack. In case you missed it, in case you didn't hear, we won two more awards at the Wrestling Radio Awards. Editor's Choice, Male and Female Interview of the Year for, well, the one, the only, Mr. Cleveland himself, The Miz, and of course, the lovely Trish Stratus. So we'll probably be, you know, touting those just a little bit because we're very happy and proud, and thank you to everybody who voted. But we're also going to be talking Royal Rumble. We're going to be talking Impact. We've got news, we've got notes, and I'm sure we've got a discussion or two up our sleeves. So remember, The Rack. Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern on wildtalkradio.com. And buy the shirt where?
ProWrestlingTees.com/RackRadioShow, and we will find out who the investor is in TNA Wrestling. Thursday night, Rack, right here, wildtalkradio.com, RackRadioShow.com. Saturday night, Midnight Edition, CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. Sunday night, we are not on the air with Wrestle Talk Radio. They're taking the night off for the Super Bowl. We'll be back in 2 weeks. 10 p.m. Eastern. We will be back next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show Live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And this show is not PG for anyone paying attention, so when you listen to us talk, bring earmuffs. You can follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network, and twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio. Lindsay.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LinsWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. Check that out. On my website is a link, the Contact Us section. Go under that. There's a link to my Redbubble store if you like my artwork, if you'd like to buy my artwork. It is available for sale at redbubble.com under my store. Just click the link. It'll take you right there. So please support me. Buy it because, yeah, I'm poor. Also, check out CassieRiley.net for all your Cassie Riley needs. Check out RackRadioShow.com, and of course, just check out The Rack Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern on WildTalkRadio.com.
Go to CafePress.com/WTRTheRack and buy the We Want Brian Yes Movement t-shirts, available now, CafePress.com/WTRTheRack. So for Lindsay Ward, I'm Sir Rack. We'll see you next Monday night for another edition of Raw Post Show Live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, and all week long, including on The Rack Thursday night. We're here on the airwaves on Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by PW Mania and MemLanePromo.com. Good night, everybody.